Log Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96.5. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and we're doing a special broadcast from 96 Town Park today. Been invaded by a small army of volunteers, and we're going to find out exactly what's going on here today. Hello, sir. What's your name?
I'm Lee Squires. I'm the head men's soccer coach for Lima University.
Okay. What's going on out here today?
We just figured, we've got a lot of players, 42 guys. They're all in a privileged position of representing Lander University in the men's soccer program. So we wanted to take some time out of our hectic preseason schedule to humble the guys a little bit and allow them to give back to the community and serve in different ways. They're out here working hard and bringing them together as a team, working together as well. So it's helping our program as well as helping the community.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And here we have Denise Manley. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Could you tell us a bit more about what's going on out here today?
Yes. This is United Way has three initiatives of education, health, and financial stability. And the Born Learning Early Education Initiative is part is one of our internal initiatives. The Born Learning Trail is actually the most visible of the projects that we do, and the trail is actually 10 interactive signs that have activities that the children and their families can engage in. It could be anything from, stop, look, and listen, what do you hear? We also have graphics that are being painted on the walking path that children can, that families can have their children identify the shapes and circles. So really the children are learning, and they don't even realize that they're learning because they're actually having fun in the meantime. So it's just, we are excited. Me being a 96 native, I'm so excited to be able to bring this Born Learning Trail to the park that I grew up in, coming to play in all the time.
Okay, could you tell us a bit more about what you do the rest of the year?
Well, we are a fundraising organization, so United Way does have an annual campaign where we raise $1.3 million and receive grants of about $200,000, and then we grant that back out to the community. We have 20 partner agencies, and we fund 29 different programs within those agencies with all our fundraising efforts. And all of the programs that we fund address education, health, or financial stability.
Okay. If someone wants to make a donation or get in contact with you, what should they do?
They should contact us at unitedwaygac.org. We have online giving, or they can actually call our office at 229-4103, or they can give at their workplace. Probably 80% of the funds that we raise are given at our what we call our workplace campaigns, where industries and companies actually conduct the United Way campaign and the employees contribute to it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now we're going to the Honorable August Turner, our mayor. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning.
What do you think about what's going on out here today?
I'm just overwhelmed with what I'm seeing down here this morning. With all these college students here putting the drawings on the walking trail, which is primarily for children, give them some educational activities that they can participate in. And United Way was gracious enough to contact us and see if we would be interested in doing this project. And we certainly were. We want to do everything we can for the children of 96. And it's just overwhelming to me for what has been done right now.
And they sure do have enough volunteers.
They do. I was told there are 42 students from Lander College, members of the soccer team, the entire soccer team, are down here doing this project.
Okay. Are they going to be doing anything else as far as you know? Or?
I'm not sure that they will be here in 96. I don't know of anything else that this particular group will be doing. However, we continue, want to continue to do things that will benefit not only the children but the adults in the town of 96. So wherever we can get things done, such as this project, we will try our best to get those done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We're going to try to get through the volunteers.
Okay.
And I want to see if we can talk to a few of the students real quick, if they like to say a few words. Excuse me. Would you like to say a few words? And what is your name? Okay, could you tell us what's going on in the
Tuesday?
Yeah, we just putting a few signposts up around the park, and then painting the park, just making it look a lot nicer than what it is.
Okay. What was your motivation for coming out here today?
Just being good citizens and helping out. Helping out the whole agreement and like this whole community. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, since you guys want to snap some pictures, do you want to say a few words? Okay, come on over. How you doing? What's your name? All right, can you tell us what's going on out here today and why you're here?
We're a Commander men's soccer team, and we're coming out to help with United Way at Greenwood at Ivysville County. And we're just helping remodel the park and putting up things for families and families to come out and enjoy the park together and learn with each other.
Okay.
So.
All right, thank you very much. Would you like to say a few words?
Cookie!
My English is not that good.
All right. Well, like I said, we talked with a few of the volunteers, the mayor, the head of United Way, and soccer coach. Like I said, there are 42 volunteers. They're going to be out in the park all day. So, you can hear my voice, you can at least come out and show your support and come out and say thank you. And see if we can get a few more. We have a few down here painting right now. We're going to see if we can get them to say a few words. And excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Would you like to say a few words about what's going on since you're in charge out here today?
Hi, we're out here at 96 at the park. We're putting in the Bourne Learning Trail. My name's Tom, and I'm running around trying to teach these young fellows how to pour concrete around posts.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, we've got about 6 or 7 different work crews going. Hi, Lindsay.
Fun?
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. Can you tell us what's going on out here today?
Yeah, we have the Landerman soccer team took a day off of their practice and getting ready for school to come out here and build this Bourne Learning Trail for the 96 kids. Which is great because it's an educational trail and it's the kickoff of school.
Oh,
so it's perfect
go.
For these kids.
Okay. How did you get all these volunteers out here?
You know what? Their coach and I worked together and they came out here ready to work. I mean, look at them. They're, they're working hard. They're sweating hard.
Okay. Now, I understand you've done a number of these in the area.
Yes. This is our fifth trail. So we have one in Abbeville at the Pete Smith Complex, one at West Chambers Park, one at the Gray Street Park, those are in Greenwood, one in Ware Shoals that was recently put in by Colgate, Palmolive, and Lowe's, and then one here at 96.
Okay, are you planning any more? Is this the last one?
Yeah, we're hoping there are going to be more. They're not free,
right.
So we have to raise the money, but we would like for them to be, you know, all around at different playgrounds because We've heard, actually, feedback from Ware Shoals community that the parents and the kids are constantly using their trail and they're interacting with each other and the kids are learning.
And that's a good
so,
thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it's students helping
students,
which is really cool.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. There you have it. I'm about ready to wrap up. Like I said, they're going to be out here till sometime this afternoon. They're just starting construction. They've been painting the sidewalks. They've been digging holes and putting posts in the ground, pouring concrete. And they're putting up some signs later. And construction just started at about 10 o'clock. So like I said, they're going to be out here a while. So if at all possible, just come out to the park and say hello or thank you and let them know that you appreciate their hard work. And I'm your host, Robert Hart, and I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.